The next platform we're going to look at is Instagram. Why Instagram? Well, this platform has doubled its user base within the last 3 years. As far as the age groups go, there is 10 million Australians on Instagram. And the largest group is 35 to 34, with 52% being male and 48% being female. Now, with Instagram, for your business, it is a really great tool because it is visual. It's all about having reels and images and carousel posts that people can actually see and they can see what you do. Once you've set up your Facebook page, the next thing that you need to do is go across and create your Instagram profile. Now, it's the same kind of login, and it's a good idea to have a document where you have all of this information saved. So when you go into your profile, you'll have your profile image. Now, what I recommend you do is that you have the same profile image on every single social media platform. So people start recognizing who you are. And because you are a franchise, having the logo is great. But as I said before, you need to have either a picture of your team, or if you're a husband and wife team, the two of you standing in front of the David Reed Homes logo, and have that up on your profile picture. So you can see with the page that I created earlier on, you've got the logo, but people can see who they're dealing with. So if you are going to create an Instagram page, you would use the same profile image in your profile, because then people start to recognize you. Of course, then you have your bio, which is 150 characters that you can tell people who you are, what you do. Having a hashtag in your bio is great because it lets your followers know that by using that hashtag, they're going to notify you as well. You've got your website, you've got your bio. Now, the type of account is really important. You guys are professional. So you've got business, creator, and professional. Go for bold professional, because then you have so much more open to you as far as insights and analytics, email, phone, and obviously you want people to contact you. So make sure you got the display info ticked so that people can see you. A lot of these are very self-explanatory. You get to tell Instagram how you want to get notifications. So whether you want emails, whether you want it to be pushed to your phone. One thing that you need to look at is your interest topics. So if you go down to the what you can see, manage interests, and then you can select the different types of topics that are of interest to you. And that tells Instagram what your account is about, what you're interested in, and it's going to help with the algorithm. So if you remember back to the earlier course where we spoke about platform algorithms and how the different social media platforms rely on content or search content engagement, that's where this comes in. You've got what you can see, and then who can see your contact, who can see your content, and then how others can interact with you as well. Now, as a business, you want this to be open. So that's the most important thing. Now, as a business or a professional account, you get to access your account center in Meta, is the name for Facebook and Instagram. And you can see here, you can connect your Facebook as well as any other accounts and keep it in the one center. It just makes things so much easier. And then the other thing that you can look at is sharing across profiles. Now, we're going to be going into sharing, into posting via a scheduler. So, posting on Instagram and then forcing it to share onto Facebook might not be the way to go. That is the back end for your Instagram. So, those are the elements of your Instagram profile. It's very simple compared to what you would do with Facebook. But again, the most important thing is having that consistency between your profile and your profile image and the information that you have up here. And don't be afraid in your bio to use hashtags and even to use emojis, because Instagram is that kind of more laid back social media platform. So again, if you're taking great photos, this is where Instagram is really good. So that's how you create your Instagram profile. The next video, we're going to step you through the different profile elements to actually help you stand out online.